Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's business relationship with Germany remains strong and continues to grow, which is why our next guest continues to host an annual summit for those companies and individuals interested in furthering that relationship. Dr. Tim Johnson is Dean of the School of Languages, Cultures, and World Affairs at the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina, the host organization for the third annual German-American Business Summit coming February 5th. And Tim joins us right now by phone from his office in Charleston. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about your school first.
Well, the School of Languages, Cultures, and World Affairs basically is the international school for the College of Charleston. It has that long name, but we do pretty much what the name says. We center our studies, building a global perspective for our students by helping them gain high linguistic competency, gain cultural intelligence, and then combine that with global impact skills to work on solving the global questions and challenges that we have today. We have 12 different languages. We have 7 different cultural programs, Russian to Greek to Spanish to French, and of course to German, and cultural programs from African American studies to African studies to international studies, Hebrew, and on it goes.
And why, for this summit, pick Germany?
Not too many people may know this, but there are over 160 German companies in the state of South Carolina, and 32,000 jobs as a result of those companies. Since 2011, there's been an international investment in South Carolina of $19 billion, resulting in 42,000 new jobs. So we are looking to help our students and communities understand and work with those business entities.
It's February 5th, and where will it be held?
It will be held at the Gilliard Conference Center here in Charleston at 95 Calhoun Street. Starts at 11 and runs till 6 p.m. on February 5th.
What can the attendees expect?
This is the third edition of the German Business Summit, and we started out with about 10 German companies. Now we have about 20 German companies attending, such staples as Mercedes-Benz Vans, BMW, Evonik, Kuhn and Nagel will be among those. There will be a jobs fair portion between 11 and 1, and students will be looking to meet businesses. But really what this is a summit. It's a conversation that's going to occur between business thought leaders, educators, students, and other individuals still building their careers about the challenges facing German companies in South Carolina and international companies. We're very pleased that Mercedes-Benz U.S. International Vice President will be here, Ms. Von Seelen, for give the keynote. And after that keynote, there will be 2 panel discussions, one on sustainability in German-American industry and another on the futures of German-American industry and where things are headed.
And will the hot topic of the day be on the agenda, the trade wars and the tariffs?
No doubt it will be. It will be part of the sustainability in German-American industry, and I'm sure it will come up during the question and answer period in the futures of German-American industry panel also. It is certainly a controversial topic, and one that presents challenges for international industry at large.
Is this part of the standard curriculum, too? The students learn about past trade wars and tariffs and the ups and downs?
Yes, it is. NAFTA has been a point of conversation of late, and relationships with Mexico. What we want to do, this is what we consider to be the world affairs side of our curriculum, because we want students to have a broad knowledge when we engage globally. And so we have to address things such as economy and political perspectives, religious perspectives, the things that really make a difference in making connections between other cultures.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No problem. It was a privilege to talk with you.
Dr. Tim Johnson is Dean of the School of Languages, Cultures, and World Affairs at the College of Charleston, the host organization for the upcoming third annual German-American Business Summit on February 5th. We will have a link to the summit as well as to his school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.